JFK. Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Hasn't tonight been great? Just us boys drinking beer, yelling like idiots, emitting various gases.
The Don and Mike Show.
There's John Lithgow.
Please remember to wake them and feed them a cherry pie. The Don and Mike Show.
Also, we got one more. Yeah, we got so many Chris Hansen tapes. Here's a good one.
I just hope this isn't all too good to be true. Hee hee.
And also the guy with the Streisand tickets. I just checked my voicemail at home.
Yes. Did he call you again?
No, he called and he said he heard the beginning of the show and that they're holding the ticket for me and that I shouldn't be such a pussy and that there's a chance that if I go, that they're going to get backstage tonight.
Oh!
You should go.
So,
right.
I don't know. Go. We'll see. But I'd have to go wearing what I'm wearing.
That's good.
Yeah, you're fine.
I look like Johnny Faggot. You know what? Maybe John Lithgow.
Give the ticket to me.
Oh, no.
Please give the ticket to me. I'd love to go.
Head against the speaker.
Oh, I'm so tall. I'm so tall. I love your shirt. What a lovely shirt it is. Hello, boys.
What is
John Lithgow here again, emitting various gases. How are you?
Would you do your signature thing from those soup commercials?
Why settle when you can select?
Yeah.
I'm so delighted to be here. I'm so glad to be back on television. I'm so happy. I'm so happy. May I please go see Barbara? I think she's divine. I think Barbara Streisand is absolutely the most divine actress I've ever seen. I am John Lithgow. I'm an actor. Greetings, friends, Romans, countrymen. Lend me your Streisand tickets.
I would imagine.
I'd love to go. Greetings, Jeffrey Tambor says, hey.
You were on a new
fag?
Show.
A fag? Is that where you're going to go with me right away? I'm a fag.
No,
I'm not a fag.
You're on a new
show. I'm a skilled 20 good years on NBC. Wednesday night, NBC, just after that Tina Fey show. That's going to be a disaster.
Now, are you a fag?
My show will be successful.
Hmm. Are you a fag?
No. I don't have to settle for that stereotype. I'm not a fag. I am an actor. I'm a skilled, quality thespian. I am not gay. Not like Andy Dick. My name is Lithgow. Please treat me with the respect afforded to any actor that would walk into your studio.
I will treat you with
respect. I've not been this ebullient since I promoted Garp. Where I was a woman.
Yes, I
played a divine woman.
In the world, according to Garp.
Mr. Norman, how is your penis?
Wow.
Delightful. Oh, I'm so sympathetic. I've had stones. I, too, have had stones.
Really?
Bloody, horrible stones. Agony. Agony. Trying every day. Trying desperately to free myself from the pain. If I could reach inside my own thing and pull the stones out, I would have.
How are you? How's the new show going, faggot?
Wonderful. It's so good. Call me faggot. Call me queer. John Lithgow is here. Now I'm rhyming. 20 good years. Jeffrey Tambor is delicious. He's a
really?
Delicious actor. He tastes like a delicious Toll House cookie. Do you know space smells like a burnt Toll House cookie?
No.
Yes, I heard that the other day.
I
read that in a magazine just the other day.
Outer space?
Space smells like burnt cookies.
Huh.
How wonderful is that? We could all float around and smell cookies. Isn't it wonderful? I'm Lithgow, actor. I'm wearing a Speedo. Nothing else underneath.
Didn't you make enough money on that... it was Third Rock from the Sun.
This is the best challenge. I'm talking, of course, 20 good years on NBC Wednesday night. This is the biggest challenge for me since Harry and the Hendersons. A marvelous show.
I forgot.
And, of course, my Broadway work. You might have remembered me in the sweet smell of success on Broadway. Please applaud. Yes, applaud. Applause. And the thing, I've always been so tall. I've been known in Hollywood circles as the gayest, tallest actor ever to speak a line on the stage.
You just referred to yourself again as gay.
I'm not. I'm playing the game. Don't you understand?
No.
Don't you understand? You ever hear when I go with that low register, too? I don't always speak high. Sometimes you're not.
Okay.
You're not. What are you doing? I played against type in Footloose. I played a reverend.
Yes.
A very prim and proper reverend.
Right. You didn't like the rock and roll, did you?
And we mightn't forget terms of endearment.
Oh, that's
My famous line, well, you must be from New York. You did it well, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
Well, you must be from New York. I got to stick my tongue in Deborah Winger's mouth.
Yeah, Gwen,
wasn't that fun?
Gwen, that tastes like an ashtray.
A horrible shoe. A terrible old weather-beaten shoe with a football player's foot in it. A big, smelly, sweaty football. I hate football.
But it tastes like a dirty diaper?
A dirty, filthy diaper. She was foul. And I said, I can't work with her. I can't do love scenes. They said, just work on that one line in the supermarket.
What is it again?
Well, you must be from New York. See, I've overcome a speech impediment.
Really?
Lots of people don't realize that early in my career, I had a severe speech impediment that sounded something like this. And they'd say, we can't possibly cast Lithgow. He's got a lisp. Now, Lithgow has a lisp.
Are you often compared to, do people often see you and think that you're maybe like John Malkovich? Because he's another actor who has
I am not quirky. I am not. I am a skilled actor, and I play comedy in a broad way. That is why I've gotten the roles I've gotten. Third Rock from the Sun was a triumph. And you could never put Malkovich in that. He couldn't do it. He's too brooding. Too brooding. He's a brooding actor. You must be from New York.
Hey, what's it
I don't understand why they compare us. Just because we're bald, just because he's bald, I'm bald, I do comedy much better than Malkovich does comedy.
Yes.
He does dialects much better than I do. I saw him do that Russian thing in that poker movie with that pretty boy.
Mr. Lithgow?
Yes, I'm standing by. May I compliment you?
Yeah, on what?
Well, I think the shirt colors match perfectly with the sweater. I think it's great. It's orange. It's purple. It's a symphony of color. You look like a spirograph.
What's it like sucking D?
Now, you've offended me. Now, do you know how tall I am? I'm 6 foot nine.
Yes,
I could come over there right now and smite you down with my giant blonde fist. My doughy fist, I could smite you down. Don't compare me to Malkovich. Compare me to Betty Davis. Now, that was a lady.
Yes.
That was a broad. That was a big, bosomy broad.
Yes.
Pita, pita, pita. As a matter of fact, I would be happy to stand here as John Lithgow and perform for you any of the lines of the great female actresses of the 1940s.
Hold on.
Betty Davis.
Hold on.
You know, pita, pita, pita.
Joan Crawford in
Thank you.
Joan Crawford in Mommy Dearest.
Don't F with me, fellas. This isn't my first time at the rodeo. And you all must be from New York. I'm having so much fun. This is just delightful. Would you like some Campbell's soup? I brought some in my pockets.
Now, why
they're lined with rubber.
How did you?
I'll reach in and get some tomato for each of you. Oh,
fun. How did you end up doing commercials for Campbell's soup?
They paid me an incredible amount of money, and I said, I will do it if I can do it my way. And I said, wouldn't it be wonderful if I was a snooty butler or a waiter, that type of character. And then I delivered the line, which I wrote, because I said, these are select soups. So I said, why settle when you can select?
Nice.
Now, here's a sock full of bisque for both of you, made with fresh creamery butter.
That was
tough with the speech impediment, because the old lisp gal came through when I said,
lisp gal.
This is creamery butter. Now, you try saying that 20 times on a soundstage. Creamery butter. Why settle? You can select.
Would you ever actually eat Campbell's soup?
No, it's foul. Foul. It's swill. Feed it to the pigs. Not to me. I took the money and ran. Campbell's soup. It sits in a can in a shelf in New Jersey. Who would want to enjoy that? It's disgusting. Cream of this, cream of that. It's all rodent droppings. I don't care for that, but they paid me and it's over and I don't have to be there anymore. Now I just concentrate on working with one of the great actors of our time, Jeffrey Tambor.
Yeah. All right, Hank Kingsley.
Tambor is so wonderful in everything he does. He's a natural. He truly is. I poured 8 gallons of squash stew in the crapper. They gave me cans of the stuff. Giant, what are those stores where you buy in bulk? What are they called? Costco. Yes.
Superstore.
They gave me giant Campbell's soup selects in giant containers, and I poured them all down the commode. I had nothing to do with any of them. I wish I could have painted my homes with them. I have two. Two homes.
Two homes?
Yes. South of France.
Yes.
And Malibu. Thank you, Third Rock from the Sun. Sitcoms are so wonderful. They pay the light bill.
Mr. Malkovich.
I couldn't flush the soup fast enough. It was disgusting.
Speaking of Malibu, what is your take on Mel Gibson?
Mel Gibson, I agree.
What?
I'm in agreement with him. I believe all actors should stay together, and that's why I'm running down as soon as this interview concludes, and I'm joining the Nazi party.
Wow.
I'm going to stand side by side with Mel, my fellow actor. I'm going to put on the swastika and march with him. Yes. Kudos to you, Gibson. I am in the fraternity of actors.
No idea.
That's why I defend you and your right to say whatever idiotic things you need to say. Yes, the Jews started all the trouble, Mel. Embrace me, fellow actor. Maybe next time I could play Jesus. Wouldn't that be special? Oh, why hast thou forsaken me? Put a little beard on me and put me on the cross.
Who would we do give you?
John Lithgow is Christ.
Would we give you hair extensions? Would you wear a wig?
Hollywood is so wonderful. They can transform you into anything. Mm-hmm. They turn, in the world according to Garp, they transformed me into a transsexual.
Well, but
and it wasn't much of a stretch.
You looked like a man wearing a dress in that movie.
Yes, but they actually fitted me with a woman's thing.
What, wow. A daisy?
It was a daisy. I actually used it. It was very intricate as far as the plumbing was concerned.
You have like a plastic vagina?
It was a plastic vagina. You didn't know you could say that on your show. Oh, glorious, glorious me. Lithgow and his plastic vagina takes on Hollywood and the Nazi party. What an exciting day this is for all comers. I'm so happy. Hate crimes are good for the performer. They let you express yourself. I say, Mel, let me come to your house. We'll break open a bottle of that old bourbon whiskey and talk about Jews until the sun comes up. He must be from New York. I truly believe he must. What a wonderful day it is. Crisp air.
Yes.
Let's all go get some soup. Would you like some of my ass chowder?
I thought you just said you don't really like the
soup.
I'm
joking, of course. I don't eat the soup. I make my own delicious soups, and I use real creamery butter, not the fake stuff they had me hawk on television. It just comes in a big soup bowl, blue. Blech, oh, horrible. Campbell's Select. A veal stroganoff that tastes like carpet. Out, out, foul. Foul substance, foul stock, soup, cream of garbage. Why settle when you can select, even though it tastes like my underneath my toenail?
We have to break it.
Yes.
And go to the news now.
Of course. Will you have stories about Mel Gibson saying bad things about Jews?
No, we've pretty much covered that today.
Excellent job. May I have your entourage jacket?
No, I really like it. I'd like
please,
to
please, oh, please.
I'll find a gift for you.
All right. Find me a gift. Something off your fidgety wall. I'd love something from your fidget wall. That would be delightful.
You got it.
Yes, it's been such a great time. Please go see Barbara. If you haven't seen her, she's marvelous.
I'll consider it.
Barbara Streisand. The Way We Were, all those wonderful performances, she's delightful, and she's numero uno with all of us fags. Thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Johnny.
Thank you so much. I'm going to go home and take some of my old cans of Campbell's Select and make a toupee out of it for me. Fare thee well, Donald. Fare thee well, all of you.
John Lithgow.
What do you think?
Wow. He's got a show on with Hey Now.
20 good years.
Yep.
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
And Hank
yes.
on that show is more the straight guy, right?
Yeah. I mean,
I don't mean sexually. I mean, he's the straight man.
He's not like Hank Kingsley. And Lithgow is like he is in Third Rock from the Sun.
Isn't that right, Lithgow?
Of course it is. Where's my cab? Where's my chariot?
Hold on.
I must bid you adieu. I need to get in my chariot. I'll wear my Roman centurion's outfit.
I bet you will.
Have a good news, Buzz.
Thank you. Wow.
Chariot.
He's very wound up.
Chariot.
Very, very wound up. Tonight.
It's after 6 on the West Coast.
Yes, it is.
Or 3 on the West Coast. I'm sorry. After 6 on the West Coast.
I think he wants to get in again.
Is that chariot here?
Wow. I farted, Don. I what? Farted. Smell. I farted.
Oh.
Thank you.
All right, let me see. That means it's after 3 o'clock on the West Coast. That means it's time for the Buzz News Show.
Right.
And we'll be back with Buzz's News.
Oh,
my God.
Oh
what
my.
Is this, Ed?
I just made. It looks like soup.
He's fine.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.